We're here to honor a child that we all loved before even she entered this world, and to be able to show our respect, love, and support to the parents and family whom we have all loved for many years. Candace and Chris. Candace is still my favorite. Grief is personal. There's no one here today that can look at you and say, I know exactly what you're going through. The loss of a mother, the loss of a father, the loss of a brother, even the loss of a sister, and yes, the loss of a child is always personal to the individual that has experienced that loss. You've had feelings and emotions that are different even than from each other. Your grief is personal. Your grief is individual. And your grief is your own. But your grief does not have to be and never should be alone. Chris and Candace, if you take away no other thought or encouragement from today, please note this. Take a look around you. I need you to know that while your grief is personal, guys, you're not alone. We are here with you, and we are here for you. Many of us have been with you from the beginning of this journey, maybe from a distance and maybe even side by side. But we're going to be with you after today. And please look around. This is your family. We're here for you, and we love you. To the extended family that has gathered here in support, when you love someone and we are hurting with them, quite often we do not know what to say. We try to offer comfort and platitudes, but it may be more appropriate and beautiful just to simply say, I love you and I am here for you. To advise someone on how to manage their grief when you have not walked that exact path sometimes is not the wisest choice. In the book of Proverbs, it speaks of appropriate words. In Proverbs, Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, noted in chapter 25, verse 11, says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Later, he stated in the same chapter in verse 20, whoever sings songs to a heavy heart is like one who takes a garment off on a cold day. We need to be mindful with our compassion. Psalm 34:18 states that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. There can be nothing more impactful than a heartfelt, I love you. A heartfelt, I am praying for you. And then we can allow the Lord to mend that broken heart. Josie Lou Suggs. Born July 22nd, 2021. And yet the impact of her life started well before the date of her birth. We all rejoice with Chris and Candace and the announcement of a new life to their family. Chris learned he was going to be a father by a positive pregnancy test being left on the bathroom counter while Candace was out hunting with her father. It was simply her way of saying, see, I told you so. And it reminded me of the advice that you were given during your wedding ceremony. Chris, listen to your wife. We laughed as Candace's belly grew and looked remarkably like Chris's head. Unapologetically, some of us even laughed more when Josie Lou was born and she had more hair on her head than Chris will ever have. We all prayed when we learned of the new circumstances around the Suggs growing family in March. As Josie Lou's journey progressed, her life brought Chris and Candace to attention and the strength of their walk with Christ. When they received the news about Josie Lou's condition, their spirituality showed. When they waited for Josie Lou to be born, their spirituality showed. When they were in the neonatal unit, their spirituality showed. And when they finally got to hold Josie without fear of hurting her, their spirituality showed. In Candace's own words, "Our sweet angel, Josie Lou, went to be with Jesus today. We prayed so much for healing and a different outcome, but we have peace knowing she's no longer in pain. Today we held her for the first time without fear of breaking her. She has touched so many lives, but none more than me and her dad. Chris and I will live the rest of our lives with one foot in heaven with her." Chris and Candace, "She may be gone, but she forever, forever speaks." Chris and Candace's one request is that I speak to you about heaven and Josie Lou's new home. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will dwell with Josie Lou. And Josie Lou will be his child. And God himself will be with Josie Lou as her father. He will wipe away every one of her tears from her eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no more mourning. She will have no more crying and no more pain. For the former things have passed away.'" Josie Lou is speaking to all of us today from Revelation 21, 1 through 4. Because heaven was made real. Guys, I want to thank you for the honor of being able to share with you today. I love both of you more than words. If you all will, please pray with me. Lord God and Father of us all, please wrap your arms around the Suggs family. Please provide them comfort and hearing and healing. And please help us as their family to help them. Lord, thank you for Josie and the impact of her life that it has had on all of us. May her story and the indomitable faith of her parents live on. Thank you, Lord, for your love and the hope that we have through you. And it's Christ's holy name that we pray. Amen. This time, we're going to be led in another prayer by Brother Matt Dabbs.
Let's pray. Lord, we love you, and we entrust this time to you. You see the end from the beginning. You know all things, Lord, and we trust you. And God, you know us perfectly. You know every single person in this room. You know the number of hairs on our heads. You know exactly what we're thinking. You know exactly what we're feeling. And God, I just pray that as you look over this room, especially Chris and Candace, especially Sam and Glenda, especially Lyndon and Sharon, God, that you will reach into our lives and that you will give us exactly what we need today. We know that you are the God of all comfort. God, we know that you are the Prince of Peace. We know that you are our creator and sustainer. We know that you are the solid rock on which we stand. God, there are so many ways to describe you. And God, you know exactly what we need. And so we just pray, God, that you would just reach down and comfort those who need comfort. Those who are angry, Lord, that they can find peace in their hearts. Whatever emotions we're going through today, you know them all. Your son Jesus experienced all of them, God. And so we entrust everything to you because you know what's best, Lord. And God, we put our faith in you. It's the God who is above all things. The God who is, as the very next verse, Revelation 21 says in verse 5, the God who makes all things new. God, we trust that promise. You are such a good promise keeper. You've never failed. And God, we know that in this one, you are not going to fail, but that this is not the end of the story, that Josie Lou will be made new. And that, God, that you will make us all new, that death is not the final say, but God, that we will see her again. And that gives us so much hope, Lord. It gives us so much peace, and yet still we mourn. Still we're sad. Still we wait, God. And we just pray that you would come quickly, Lord. We love you, Lord. And God, we pray through all of this that our faith will deepen, that our love for you will strengthen, and that our love for one another within this family, within the extended family and friends will only grow deeper, Lord, as we take this opportunity to reconnect and just to show each other the love that we have for each other, God, and just express it in new ways. And even, Lord, the gift of presence, as so many have come just to be here this evening, God, that honors you. And so in all things, Lord, and in all ways, we just give this time to you. And God, we entrust Josie Lou into your hands as you know exactly what's best for her and you love her entirely, Lord. And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Mike Tyson once said, "Everyone has a plan till you get punched in the mouth." We had a plan for Josie Lou. It wasn't this, not this soon. We got punched in the mouth pretty hard. She was a fighter. She was Mike Tyson because he was a fighter. Our daughter was a fighter. She had osteogenesis imperfecta. Nasty, nasty disorder. You wouldn't wish it on anyone, not on your worst enemy. It's a thing that affects your bones. She had several fractures. When Candace was carrying her, she came out with several fractures. She fought. I never liked the name imperfecta because my daughter was perfect. She never sinned. We had the option to terminate. They showed us that option. When Candace was pregnant, we chose not to do that. We wanted our daughter to have a chance because we knew she was a fighter. She spent 20 days in the hospital. Those are 20 days you would like to forget, but you also cherish. We were there every day, morning till evening. We will never take back that time we had with her. One day, we'll get to see her. We'll be with Josie Lou in heaven. We will get to watch her run around. Had she survived, she would never have walked. She would have been wheelchair bound. We're going to see our daughter run one day. The heroes here on earth were the NICU nurses and doctors. We are in such great debt to that team who took such great care of our daughter. We saw one of them here today. Tracy, we thank you for coming. I'm not sure if there was more that came today, but thank you for loving our daughter. They told us in the evening, whenever they had the night shift, she had 24-hour care, that they were going to keep on kissing her. We said, you do that. The doctors were fantastic. They did their best to keep her comfortable the entire time she was on this earth. We are thankful for what they did for our daughter. She was in pain. Every 15, 20 minutes, she'd be grimacing in pain. As a parent, that's a hard thing to stomach. When she was in Candace's belly, we started calling her Audrey II. For those of you who've seen Little Shop of Horrors, there was a man-eating plant named Audrey II. And Candace felt like she kept saying, "Feed me." So it was our joke that we would call her Audrey II when she was in Candace's belly. Josie loved Pazookies. If you don't know what those are, they're chocolate chip cookies, stick and bake. And we'd add ice cream to them. And we'd do that every night while Candace was pregnant. Not a bad habit to be in, but we did it. And that's when Candace would really feel her working around in there with her arms and legs. She loved her Pazookies. I found out today she also loved Bev's Burgers in High Springs, also in Alachua. Candace wanted to name her Chandler. She was dead set on naming her Chandler. I'm much older than Candace, 11 years older. I grew up in the era of Friends, the show Friends, and I said, "No, we're not calling her Chandler like the guy on the show." Josie Lou wasn't as a beautiful baby. Everyone says she looks like me. I have a lot of cousins that are here today. We thank you for being here. Our grandma Suggs was a very honest woman. And she said that myself and my cousin Beth, who was here, they were the most beautiful of all the babies, all the cousins, all the grandchildren. I'm a little biased, and I think my daughter's more beautiful than we were. Each day that Josie was in the hospital, I'd sing her song every morning. "Kiss an Angel Good Morning" by Charlie Pride. It was mainly Charlie Pride. I can't sing. And I would change the words from "Kiss an Angel Good Morning" to "Kiss a Josie Good Morning." And the words are, "Kiss a Josie Good Morning. Let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss a Josie Good Morning. And love her like the devil when you get back home." I would sing that to her every single morning, put on the song. When we would leave each evening, Candace would play the song by George Strait, "Carrying Your Love With Me." She played that every night because that's what we did. She loved George Strait. She loved Motown music. You may have heard some of that playing earlier. She loved Tom Petty. She loved Michael Jackson. My favorite book to read to her was "Wake Up, Sleepy Bear." I also called her Josie Bear, along with other nicknames she had: JoJo, Joey. My sister called her J. Lou. Candace's dad called her Baby Lou. I've gotten into disc golf the last couple of years. And yesterday, get my mind off things, I was playing disc golf. And I play a course in High Springs that only has 9 holes. So I'll play it twice to make the full 18. Played 9 holes, and I came back around to the first hole. The first hole I've played several times, and I've come close to making a hole in one. And on that second time around, I said, "Josie girl, are you going to be with me? You're going to help Daddy get a hole in one today." I concentrated harder than I ever had, and I threw that disc. Was the worst throw I'd thrown all day. Went over a fence. My big behind had to climb a 10-foot fence. And I saw Josie laughing at me. And I knew she'd be a prankster like her mom. Would have loved to heard her laugh. Yesterday, Candace wanted me to do something with her, so I got my first pedicure yesterday with my wife. Got my toenails painted pink for my daughter. FaceTime. FaceTime was such a blessing during this time being in the NICU. We got to do that so much with my parents, with Candace's grandparents. Let me tell you about these grandparents. Sam, Pa, Gigi, Glenda, Sharon, Mimi, Linda, Papa. We cannot thank you enough for everything you did for us. Bringing us meals, taking care of our dog, taking us out, praying with us, bringing us things constantly, We have the best parents. We thank you. We love you. Everyone out there that support us along the way, from Facebook messages, from texts, phone calls, cards. Looking out here today, I see people from all different walks of my life. And Candace and I thank you for being here. It means so much to us. Some have traveled far, some in our backyards. You are loved, and we thank you. Candace, I did not know she did this. She was journaling along the way. She had an excerpt from April 16th of this year. I'm going to read it. I typed it out of her journal. She gave me permission. I'm going to read it word for word. When we found out at my 14-week ultrasound that you were our baby girl, I was so excited. That was just before any hint of a concern, and there was all hope in the world. I wanted to raise you to be a strong woman. You come from a long line of strong women. You're even named after one. First, there's Gigi, which is Candace's mom. She is the best mom in the world, and she was going to spoil you rotten. You never want for anything while Gigi was around. She'd do anything for you. She retired so she could take care of you when I couldn't. Then there's Mimi, which is my mom. She glowed when she thought of having her first granddaughter. She also would get you anything you ever needed or wanted. She is so loving, would have loved to hold, kiss you, and hug you. Your Aunt Missy, which we call Auntie M, predicted that you would be a girl. She always knew from the beginning, or maybe it was just her hope. She would have taught you how to be Christ-like, kind, and service-minded. And I know she has really wanted to pick out cute outfits for you that she couldn't for her boys. Then there's Grandma, your great-grandma. I think she is where you and me get your determined nature and persistence. It's only been a year now since she passed. She would have loved to have held you, the side of heaven. Grandma was just good at loving people, even those hard to love. That persistent, some say stubborn, nature about her. She taught me to say you love someone often because you never know the last time that you will get to. We named you after your great-great Aunt Josie. She was such a presence of light and of life, even to the very end. She was small in stature, but big in personality, just like you already are. I was having a really bad day a week ago and noticed some blooms on the blueberry tree, which came from her and Uncle Drew's house. I have to believe it was a sign from her because I thought my utter lack of a green thumb had all but killed that plant. The last woman I want to write about today is your great-grandmother Lois, or Granny Brown, you call her. Man, I really miss her sometimes. She was independent, strong, and would tell the truth about something, even if it was hard. If you beat me to heaven, give her a big pinch on the butt. When you hug her, tell her it was from me. All these women you come from, they are a part of you, and many more of which you will meet before me and introduce me to in heaven. Your Grandma Frances, your Granny in the Woods, Chris's sweet grandmas, and what we can't forget about, your Aunt Lou, who you're also named after. I will have your dad write about her, since he will have more stories. She's one of the sweetest people I know. I didn't know Josie, who Josie Lou's first named after. Only heard great things about her from what Candace and her family have told me. She was a great cook, from what I understand. Her dishes are still shown on Thanksgiving Day, and nothing but praises about her. My Aunt Lou, who her middle name is after, is here today. When I was a kid, my Aunt Lou would always give me Gators t-shirts with my name on the back of them when I was a kid. And on my birthday, she would always give me $1 for every year of my birth that it was. Those seemed to stop in my 30s for some reason. About 20 years ago, it was a tradition, not 20 years, but 20 years ago this happened. She and my mother, aunts, and cousins would spend the night on Christmas evening, and they would go shopping the next day. My Aunt Lou stayed the night, and she accidentally took some hangers with her when she left. We have kidded her about this for 20 years, about stealing hangers. She felt so bad about it, she brought them back I used to pat her down whenever she would leave my parents' house, ask her what else she might have stolen. My Aunt Lou is someone who makes you feel like a million bucks when you're around her. Like nothing else matters. Love you, Aunt Lou. One woman who was left off the list was my wife. I call her Little Boo Bear. When Candace found out about this nasty disorder, she spent every day researching this. My wife is very smart. As her dad says, she went to doctor school. She would spend hours literally every day researching who to talk to, where to go, how to treat her, how to handle her. She watched videos. I am so proud of you. She would have been smart like you. She would have a lot of good features just like you. I am thankful to call you my wife. I love you. If you have kids, spoil them. Give them ice cream. You hug them. You kiss them. You cherish them. You don't know when the last time you're going to see him is. Josie Lou's last breath lasted a couple minutes outside the hospital. We were very persistent that we had to get outside that hospital. We were tired of being in there. And she breathed her last breath outside that hospital. If you have older kids, call them. Text them. Visit them. If you're in an argument with them, you call them today and you settle it. I've always said that a memorial is not a place for preaching. But I'm going to leave you with this. If you have not gotten right with God, and you want to see our daughter in heaven running around, you make that happen today. Not tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. I want to see all of you in heaven. We have a baptism right behind me. If you so choose today, do it today. Nothing would make me more happy than to do that today. Do not put that off. God loves you. We love you. We just want to thank you all for being here today. God bless, and you give them heaven.
Will you pray with me? Father God, we know you know all things. And Father, we humbly submit ourselves to you, having full faith and love and trust in you, Father. But Father, we don't know why. So many times we don't know why. So, Father, thank you for being here with us in these times when we don't understand. Thank you for giving us loved ones to lean upon when we don't understand. And thank you so much, Father, for giving us your Son as a strength and comfort when we don't understand. Father, I pray that you'll be with the family, not just right now and not just today, but all the days of their lives, Father, that you will give them strength, that you will keep happy memories in their minds, that you will help them to know that they're not alone. Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity that we've had to celebrate a small life, to see this beautiful baby, and to be reminded of a home that's waiting for us, Father, if we will follow you. So, Father, let this be the encouragement we need to stay on that narrow path. Help this be the encouragement we need to live with you someday, just like her. Father, we thank you so much for Chris, for Candace, for what they mean to all of us, for the strength that they've shown, and Father, the example they've been. Father, give us the strength we need now. Wrap your arms around us, Father.
And put your hedge about this family and keep them safe from all harm as they take this time to grieve and mourn. But again, Father, remind them that they are loved. Remind them, Father, that every day is a memory and a step closer to being with her again. Thank you so much for your son, Jesus. It's through his name we pray. Amen.